Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
Mike Johnson there, Speaker of the House, who coincidentally will bring separate funding bills for Ukraine and Israel to the floor of the House, potentially by Saturday, and be looking for Democrat votes to pass those bills. I'm not sure it bodes well for his leadership in the House, and it's very frustrating to a lot of conservatives that he's choosing to take that path with zero concessions from the left on border security or anything else. Maybe it's one of the reasons you'd like to see some changes in Congress. We have Brandon Wilkinson on the phone with us right now, running for Congressional District 3. And Brandon, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I loved your intro at the beginning of the day, calling me the OG. I really appreciate it.
You were, man. I remember that. I've had you on before when you were trying to primary Blaine Lutkemeyer, which is an uphill battle to primary any incumbent. But you've made this run before.
Yeah, and if you remember, actually, in 2020, when I launched, I said, listen, guys, we're not going to win. Blaine's almost unbeatable. I mean, he's so entrenched. $3 million campaign fund. It's about building support so we can hopefully win a future race. Then 22 came around, and in that race, it was a five-way race. Barely had any money, and I got 50% more vote than the other three challengers combined. People love the platform. I actually spent a decade preparing, so I have real solutions. And then 22, there was a lot of games with the districting, and it was clear. No one was being an incumbent in the state when they passed the maps 11 weeks before the election. I'd really wished Blaine was going to give me one more cycle to be out there with the legwork, because I'm not rich and I'm not famous, so it takes a lot of time. But now is the race, so here's what I've been working for 4 years.
What are the biggest issues that you see right now that you'd like to address?
Well, obviously, number one is illegal immigration. We need to secure the border, build the wall, and I catch flack sometimes, but if you just listen, you'll agree. You have to deport all the illegals in this nation. There's 22 plus million of them in this country right now. And in reality, there's more than that. That's what they say. When the Democrats have control of the presidency, the House, and the Senate again, they're absolutely going to grant amnesty. And from then on, they will sweep every election. This country will be a uniparty. They will erase our Constitution. They will pack the courts. And they will eliminate everything that we love as conservatives and Christians, Republicans. Our First Amendment, Second Amendment, it's all going to be gone. So we have to deport these illegals and get secure our border under control. That is absolutely number one.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you still have the Let's Go Brandon sign on the side of your car?
I pulled it off the sides of the truck. It's still on the back. It's going back on, but I had to move it so it doesn't fade my paint. You know, my truck isn't cheap.
that's true.
I have to use it. Let's go, Brandon. You know, he's handing me on a silver platter. We all know what it means. We all feel the same. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. I have to use everything I can to reach as many people as possible.
Yeah. Brandon, so, tell people about that for people who aren't familiar with you and who you are, because I believe everybody running against you has held political office before. So, you could say that you're running against the political class, right?
Yeah. Here, let me do this. If it's cool, I'll make a 40-second pitch, and it's probably going to be an excellent one.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to make this the easiest vote everyone listening will ever cast. For the last 100-plus years, the vast majority of what we have been sending to D.C. has been lawyers. Of those that were not lawyers, the majority of them were state legislators. So for the last 100 years, lawyers and state legislators have been destroying our country. Everyone listening agrees, all right? My opponents are all lawyers. All of them are also past and present state legislators. Why would we send the same kind of people who have been destroying our country for the last 100 years? And I want to be clear. I'm not talking bad about my opponents. I'm stating a historical fact, okay? So the question everyone listening needs to ask themselves is this. Who is going to best represent you, your values, and your interests? Who is going to look out for you? A soft-handed lawyer politician or a working-class American with a firm handshake and calluses on his hands? I think it's me. I can relate to you, and these lawyer politicians can't. Mark, you've shaken my hands many times over the years, and you can confirm. I have calluses on my hands, and I do not have a soft lawyer handshake.
No, you do not. Brandon Wilkinson, we appreciate you giving me some time this morning. Best of luck to you.
If I could, Brandon4Missouri.com, Facebook, Brandon Wilkinson for U.S. Congress. I put a ton of my own money in. I can't pull any more out of my 401k. So please, if you like what I stand for, you want someone who's truly going to represent you, every dollar counts. Brandon4Missouri.com. Click that donate button, 10, 20, 50. It adds up. Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate every time you let me come on.
You bet. Brandon, we'll talk to you again soon. Brandon Wilkinson there for running for CD3. And he knows what it's like to be the underdog because he's run against Blaine with $3 million in the bank.
Yep.
I don't think any of his current opponents have that much money to spend, but they're seasoned politicians, so they know how to get it done.
I just think what's so fascinating and cool in a lot of ways is how many non-politicians are running. I feel like Trump really did pave the way for people to be like, yeah, I could do this.
You got to have a passion for it. Clearly, Brandon does, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.